Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 19th day of the Omer, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Sota, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. On Yom Kippur, after the Kohen Gadol finishes the Avodah, when the goat is sent out to the desert, to the Zozel, the Kohen Gadol will then go out to the Ezos Noshim, the women's gallery, the women's courtyard. And he would sit there until they brought him a Sefer Torah. He would then stand up and read the Torah from the things connected with Yom Kippur. He would make Shmoina Brachas. He would make 8 special Brachas. Our mission is going to talk about the Kriya, the laying of the Torah, and also the Brachas as well. Why is this Mishnah brought here? It's already brought in Masechta Yuma. It's brought here because it's among those things that was said Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. There is an argument as to whether, when we say Lashon HaKodesh, does it refer to all the brachas as well, or is it just the kriya? The Tosfos Yom Tov, for example, writes, he says that even though we're talking about the brachas of the Kohen Gadol, really it's the kriya that the Kohen has to read in the Torah that must be Lashon HaKodesh. And for that, you don't need any proof at all, because if he's reading a Sefer Torah, obviously the Sefer Torah is only written Lashon HaKodesh. Others say that, in fact, the brachas were also said in Lashon HaKodesh, had to be said Lashon HaKodesh, like the Birkas Kohenim. Says the Mishnah, Birkas Kohen Gadol Ketzad. How were the brachas of the Kohen Gadol said? Chazan HaKnesses, the Shamash of the Beis HaKnesses, the assistant, the beadle. He's the person who was in the Harabah. He was the person who was in charge to see that everything was running smoothly, to prepare everything. Notal Sefer Torah, he would take the Sefer Torah from the shul. This was a shul that was in the Temple Mount, in Arabais, close to the Azara. He would take the Sefer Torah from the shul, v'noisno l'rosh ha-knesses, and give it to the chief of the Knesses, the chief of the shul. Now, who was this chief of the shul? He was like the gabbai. He was the supreme gabbai. He was the one who determined who's going to daven for the yomid, who's going to lay in the Torah, who's going to get maftir. So he was like the gabbai in charge. So the gabbai would take it from the assistant, from the shamash, and then he would rosh haknesses noisna l'sgan. The rosh haknesses, the big gabbai, would give it to the sgan. Sgan is the vice kohen gadol. He's the one who serves and would be a replacement, a backup for the kohen gadol if something happened that he couldn't officiate. For hasgan noisna kohen gadol, the vice kohen gadol would give it to the kohen gadol himself. And the reason for doing this is because the more hands and the more positions that it's going through shows the kavod that they're giving to the Kohen Gadol. It shows that they're all coming to serve him, to fulfill Beroivam Hadras Malach with more people and more involved. It shows the splendor, the glory of the king, as the Pasuk says. The Kohen Gadol Omed HaMekabel. The Kohen Gadol would stand and retake the Sefer Torah from the Sgan, from the vice, V'korei Omed, and he would read it also standing. The fact that it says that he would now stand up and receive it tells us that beforehand he was sitting. Now, if he's sitting, the Gemara therefore deduces that this must have taken place in Ezras Noshim, the women's gallery, not the Ezras Yisrael. Because Ezras Yisrael, which was holier than Ezras Noshim, was only there, it was only permitted for a king from the house of David to sit. So therefore, if the Kohen Gadol was sitting beforehand, he could not have been sitting there. This whole thing is taking place in Ezras Noshim. V'koirei, then the Kohen Gadol, as he's standing, would read the Sefer Torah, Achrei Mois, the beginning of Achrei Mois, which talks about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He would then read the Ach Ba'Osar, further halachas or further things that talk about the 10th of the month, i.e. Yom Kippur, in the parsha of Emor, 2 sedras ahead of Achrei Mois. Now, even though that would require rolling the Sefer Torah, and we don't normally roll it while the tzibur waits, while the community waits, it's not covered of the tzibur. Nevertheless, since Emor is very, very close to parshas Achrei Mois, because it's only one parsha in between Kedoshim, the time it takes to roll that little bit from one parsha two parshas ahead would be so little that while the translator would be still translating the last posuk of Achrei Mois, that would already give time for the rolling of the Sefer Torah to the position in Amor, and therefore there was no problem. The Golas HaTorah, after he would read that second section from Ach Be'Osor in the Parsha of Amor, he would then roll the Sefer Torah Umanicha Becheka and then put it under his arm. The Omer, and he would say to the community, I'm going to read more, but Yoser Mimasha Karisi Lifnechem Kosov Khan, more than what I've already read before you, is written in the Sefer Torah. I don't want you to think there's anything missing in the Sefer Torah. And that's why I'm reading off by heart, because now he's going to read off by heart the parsha that's next on the agenda, which is Uve Osor Shebechomesh Hapkudim, says the Mishnah, whether you would read the section in Pinchas on the Osor, the 10th of the month, that's the 10th of Tishrei, he reads about the korbanos that were offered there, and that he would read Korah Alpeh, that he'd read off by heart. And the reason is because it would take too long to roll the Sefer Torah there. We don't want to keep the community waiting. It's not covered of Tzibur. So he gives that declaration. All of this is written here. I'm not telling you anything wrong with the Sefer Torah. This is being read now off by heart. Umuvarech alah, and he would make a bracha for the reading of the Torah. Shmoina brachas, 8 brachas. What are they? First one is Al HaTorah. The bracha that you make Al HaTorah, Asher Bachabonu Mikol Menasalonas Torah Sai, and the bracha that we say after being called up, Asher Nasalonu Torah Semes. Both of these, the opening and closing bracha that one makes when being called up, are considered Al HaTorah, as one set of brachas. Second one, the Al HaVoda. Al HaVoda means for the service. That's the bracha of Ritzai, which we say, and we finish off with Haboicher ba'avodas amoysol brachamim. It concludes with the bracha saying, who chooses the service of the Jewish people with mercy. Number 3, va'al ha'hidoya. He would make a bracha for thanks. This is the thanks, moedim anachnu lach, as we do in every Shemoneh Esrei. Then he would do a fourth one, and that is the bracha of va'al mechilas ha'ovein. And that is for the forgiveness of sin, which is a special bracha for Yom Kippur, Slach Lano, and concludes with Amoichel Avonis Amoisol Barachamim. We bless Hashem who forgives the sins of the Jewish people with mercy. Number 5, Al Hamikdash, a bracha for the Beis Hamikdash, that it should continue to stay in its position and the Shechinah should rest in it. And he finishes off with Hashechin B'tzion. Number 6, Ve'al Yisrael. Al Yisrael is that the Shem should never take away his Shechinah from the Jewish people. It concludes with the words Ha'boicher B'Yisrael. Number 7, Ve'al HaKoinim, that Hashem should accept all the Karbonos of the Koinim. And he concludes with the words Mekadesh HaKoinim, who sanctifies the Koinim. Ve'al Shar HaTfilah. Al Shar HaTfilah means the Tfilah and a Trina. This is a prayer and a supplication. and he would conclude with the words, Hoisha Hashem Amch Yisrael, Hashem, save your people Israel. She Amch Yisrael Tzrichim Levasha, your people need to be helped, need to be saved. Baruch Hata Hashem Shemei HaTfilah. And these are the 8 brachas that would be recited by the Kohen Gadol after the Avodah of the day, when the goat had been sent to the Azazel. Mishnah Ches. Another parsha that had to be said in Hebrew in Lashon HaKodesh was the parsha of the king. When was the parsha of the king read? This was read once every 7 years, at the end of 7 years of the Shemitah, Matzoi Shemitah. It's already the 8th year now, and it ends during Chag HaSukkos. And all the Jewish people were told to gather around once in 7 years, and there would be, this is the mitzvah of Hakel, the king of Israel would be reading from the book of Devarim. We'll soon see in our Mishnah what he would read. And this was known as a parsha of the king. Our Mishnah is going to give us some details about this parsha. Parshas HaMelech Ketzer, how did they do the parsha of the king? Motzoi Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, at the end of the first day of Sukkos, first day of Yom Tov of Sukkos. Bashmini, in the beginning of the 8th year of the Shemitah. So it's really the first year of the next Shemitah, which means B'metzoy Shvis. It's after the conclusion of the Shemitah year. It's now already the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. Oisin Loi, they would build for the king, B'mashal Eitz Ba'azara, a wooden platform in the Azara. And again, this is Ezras Noshim. This is the women's courtyard. V'hu Yoshev Alahan, the king would sit on that bima to read the Torah in front of all of the Jewish people. Shneamar Miketz Shevashonim B'moed, as it says in the Pasuk, at the end of 7 years, B'moed Shnas HaShmitah et Chagasukos, at the end of the year of the Shemitah and the Sukkos time, V'hu Yoshev Chazan HaKnesses Noitel Sefer Torah V'nois Rosh HaKnesses. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Chazan HaKnesses, that's the assistant, would give, take the Sefer Torah from the shul that was near the Azara there, and he would give it to the head of the Knesset, that's the Gabbai, the official Gabbai who decided who would be getting the different roles, like who does the Kriya of the Torah, who's Chazan, and he would give the Sefer Torah to this man, the Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses, meantime, the Gabbai would give it, Noisnal HaKnesses, would give it to the Vice Kohen Gadol. V'haskan Noisnal Kohen Gadol. And the Vice Kohen Gadol will give it to the Kohen Gadol himself. V'Kohen Gadol Noisnal HaMelech. And the Kohen Gadol would now give the Torah to the king. This is, again, in order to impress upon everybody the glory, the honor that the king has. Rov Am Haros Melech. The more steps that were involved to giving it to the Melech shows us his rank, his authority. V'Hamelech Oymed, the king would stand U'mekabel and receive the Sefer Torah from the hands of the Kohen Gadol, but he would read it sitting down. V'Kori Yoshev, he would read it in a sitting position. Agrippas HaMelech, Agrippas, the king who came from the seed of Herod, the Edomite king called Herod, Amad V'Kibel, he stood up and he received the Sefer Torah V'Kora Omer, and he read it standing, not sitting. V'Shibchuhu Chachamim, the Chachamim praised him for that, the fact that he did not sit and he showed kavod to the Torah, even though normally a king is not allowed to forego his honor. We say Melech Shemachal Kvod Ein Kvod Amachal. Nevertheless, that's for normal things which are not mitzvahs, Divrei HaRashus we call it. But when it comes to mitzvahs, if a king wants to forego his honor, he absolutely can Kvod Amachal. Uchshehigia, and when the Agrippas, the king, who was reading the parsha of the king of the Torah, reached the words Lo suchal loseis alecha ish nacher, you are not able to put, not permitted to put over you a foreign king, a foreign man as a king. Zolgu einav demois, his eyes started to tear, because this pasuk effectively was disqualifying him from being a king. He didn't. He wasn't. He was a bit of an ish nacher coming from Hurdas or Herod. Amar Lei, the people told him, Al tisyare Agrippas, do not fear Agrippas. Achino ata, you're our brother. Achino ata, you're our brother. Achino ata, you're our brother. Now they only said this just to pacify him. They wanted to keep peace with the king, Shal Malchus. Others say that he had a Jewish mother, and therefore wasn't just pacifying. Now the Mishnah continues to talk about what exactly he read in front of that huge throng of people at Hakel. V'korei, the king would read the book of Dvarim. Mitchilas Eilah HaDvarim, right from the beginning of the book of Dvarim, Ad Shema, until Shema Yisrael, which is in the Parsha Beschanan. Ushma, and he would read also the Parsha Shema, which is also in Beschanan. And that's because Shema talks about acceptance of the yoke of heaven. And this was a very opportune time to do it, when all the Jews are gathered together to accept the yoke of heaven. V'hoya im Shemoya, he would also then move on to Voim Shemoya, which is in the next parsha of Akev, because that its importance is that it has the acceptance of the yoke of mitzvahs. Then he would skip out more and move on to Aser to Aser later on in the parsha. It talks about the Emtovim and gifts for the poor. And from there he would go to the parsha Kisachal L'Aser, when you finish taking the tithes, which deal with, it's because now it's the time, at Sukkot time, that's the time of giving gifts to the poor, separating Tirmus and Maestres. And the Shalmi says it's in order that, to remind people that they're going out of the Shemitah year and entering the new year of the next cycle, Shminis. Don't forget, therefore, all the tithes and all the regular Tirmus and Maestres and so forth, they had to be reminded of that as they're now entering the the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, what we call the eighth year. Uparshas HaMelech, and he would read the parsha that deals with the king, the special mitzvahs that apply to a king. And even though that meant going back, because the parsha of the king was in between Aser Te'aser and Kisach HaLaser, so wouldn't it be logical just to read it in order? Why is he now jumping over the parsha of the king, reading Kisach HaLaser, and then coming back to the parsha of the king? Now, the reason he did that is because we wanted the king to read the two parshas together that deal with giving tithes, giving Trumas Maestras. Then, after we got that done, we talked about two similar sections, then we come back to the parsha of the king. Uparuchos Uklolis, after the parsha of the king, he reads then the blessings and the curses that would be told over on Har Gizim and Har Evel, the acceptance of the brises of the Torah, Ad Shegemar Kol HaParsha, until he finishes off the whole parsha. The section that says, Milvad HaBris, these are the words of the covenant, apart from the covenant that Hashem made with him in Choref. Brochos SheKohen Gadol Mevorchos on. Now, these blessings that were said by the Kohen Gadol, as we just said in the previous Mishnah, HaMelech Mevorchos on, the king would say the same brochos, except for one. That was a change. Ela Shenoisin Shel Regolim Tachas Mechilas Avin. Instead of finishing off the bracha that deals with forgiveness of sin, Baruch Atah Shebekeinu Melech Olam Moichel Avoneis Amo Yisrael, Berachamim, who forgives the sins of Jewish people, Berachamim, instead of doing that bracha, he would instead make the bracha of the Birchas HaRegolim, the blessing of that one does for Yom Tov, which is Atah V'chartono Mikol HaAmim, and which concludes with Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim.